You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Affordable Care Act is back in the news as the Supreme Court once again considers the Obama-era health care law. So we wanted to check in with one of the people who helped shape this policy. Dr. Ted Epperly traveled back and forth between Boise and Washington, D.C. ahead of the 2010 passage of Obamacare. And now, as the country staggers through a global pandemic, Epperly is serving on the board of the Central District Health Department, which covers Ada, Elmore, Boise, and Valley counties here in Idaho. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with him earlier this week. Now, since their interview, the health department is preparing to vote on a new set of restrictions aimed at curbing the exponential growth of COVID-19. That vote will take place tomorrow.
Dr. Epperly, it's tough to fathom that it was a decade ago that I was talking with you in Washington when you were meeting regularly with folks at the Obama White House.
That's right, George. During the time that I was the president, the American Academy of Family Physicians, which represents all 135,000 family doctors across the United States, I met and testified to Congress 18 times and talked with President Obama and his administration on six occasions about the Affordable Care Act and its creation. It has become absolutely critical in a time like now with the pandemic that we've expanded coverage to so many people. The Affordable Care Act took us from 50 million uninsured people to about 27 million uninsured. In other words, 23 million people got health care coverage at a time that it was really important to do so. Despite all of the political wrangling around the Affordable Care Act, to know that it's still foundational to better health care in this country.
In time, it has never been more popular with Americans across all political divides.
That's exactly right, George. I think people have gotten used to now what it can do for them. Protecting pre-existing conditions, allowing kids to continue on their parents' plans up to the age of 26, making sure that there are caps on annual and lifetime insurance premiums. There was a ton of stuff in the Affordable Care Act that actually have become just foundational now to better health and better health care in the United States.
Let's talk about COVID. You are a commissioner on the Central District Health Board. I'll make this very blunt. Is Idaho moving in the wrong direction?
Boy, that's a tough question, George. I think to simplify it to one word, I would say that we are moving in the wrong direction. At a time that we need to probably gear up more around mask mandates that I would say need to be statewide, to make sure that we continue social isolation and distancing. I think we've learned a lot about how to live with the pandemic, but what we need to do a better job at is making sure that we take the masking and distancing seriously. There's no reason, I believe, that we need to shut down the economy again, but if we could have everybody mask and distance better, pay attention to good hand sanitation, I think we could all learn to live with this in a safer way, George. So the lack of a statewide mandate on masking or for other counties and health districts to take up masking, that is moving in the wrong direction at the time that the pandemic is at its worst.
What can a district health board do? As opposed to a municipality or a school board? Do you make recommendations or can you supersede counties, cities, or school boards?
Yeah, that's a great question. Typically, the health districts want to work as collaborative partners with entities in their jurisdictions. In our case, the four-county area of Ada County, Elmore County, Valley County, and Boise County. We want to work with people. In example of the school districts, the State Board of Education made it clear that they wanted jurisdictional authority by the school districts to make the final call, and we would give them data. So in our role with schools, we make recommendations. I would just remind the community that for us to be in the red zone for schools, that's 20 cases per 100,000. We're now at 80 cases per 100,000. We're 400% higher in terms of case counts above what that minimum threshold is. So that's why the Central District Health Board made a strong advisory recommendation to the community just recently about activities. With other things, we do have the authority to close down things. You saw this when we moved back to stage three earlier in the year. We closed down bars and nightclubs that we knew had known cases from tracking. And so we do have the authority to close down things if there are either known violations of trying to do the right thing around the recommendations for masking, distancing, et cetera. So it does have the authority to supersede and set advisories going now to county orders, if you will, and citywide orders in regards to then protecting the public's health. The approach that we would like to take is collaborative. Let's advise, let's work together, let's make as partners outcomes better. But in the absence of those happening or in the absence of enforcement, then the Central District Health Department can make orders, George, that would be binding. Of course, the question then is who enforces that? The Public Health Department isn't an enforcement agency. So we've got to have cooperation on the part of public law enforcement, et cetera, to carry out those orders if indeed those orders were made.
And indeed, we have seen such action in the city of Boise. The mayor recently said, yes, we're in a position to enforce.
Absolutely. And, you know, quite frankly, I applaud that decision. Why? Because this has gotten to be serious. I contend as a physician of 44 years of practice now that we just still haven't taken this virus as seriously as we need to because we haven't been sick enough yet as a public. That's changing. More and more cases, record high numbers of deaths, record high numbers of hospitalizations and ICU admissions. We are going to get sicker as a community. And so I absolutely support what the mayor did in terms of taking further steps now to try to turn this off. It's only going to get worse through the holidays, New Year's, Christmas. Weather is colder. People are inside. Holidays are happening. If we do not get on top of this now, come late December, come January, come February, before the vaccine is all out, we're going to have numbers that maybe double or triple what we're seeing now.
He is Dr. Ted Epperle, President and CEO of the Family Residency of Idaho. Dr. Epperle, as always, thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, George. Hey, listen, I've got something for you. Stay positive and test negative, George.
And that was our George Prentice interviewing Dr. Ted Epperle. Dr. Epperle is on the board of the Central District Health Department, which will vote tomorrow on new possible restrictions to mitigate COVID-19 spread. Up next, cat pictures are everywhere on the internet these days, but can posting those photos have an effect on your dating life? A Boise State professor tells us about a new study that looks at this perfect question. I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters next.